The sun is low in the sky, but still shining brightly as Diego leads me through the winding streets of Ibiza. Occasionally, he stops to tell me a story about a statue or a landmark. We pass a little park, and Diego tells me he used to play there as a child. He waves to an old man, possibly in his 80s or 90s, who's sitting on a bench across the street. The man grins and waves back. "Friend of yours?" I ask, with my eyebrows raised. "A familiar face," he responds. "There is a closeness shared by the native islanders, a bond we feel for one another, a connection. In a city so often frequented by tourists, anyone who grew up here can easily identify other locals. We're like one big extended family." "Is it not like that in Arizona?" he asks. My eyebrows furrow at his question. I don't remember ever telling Diego where I'm from. Obviously, I'm American, but I don't think I've mentioned Arizona. Of course, I've been nursing a hangover and some serious jet lag since I've met him, so maybe I'm misremembering. It doesn't help that I'm so transfixed by his smile. Damn, those sparkling teeth. "Not exactly," I finally respond. "What was it like growing up here? Must have been exciting." Diego's face lights up as he talks about his childhood, playing on the beach with his brother and two sisters. "My father is a fisherman," he says with pride, "and my mother owns a bakery. She is famous on Ibiza for her pastries. Some travelers even say her croissants are better than anything you can find in Paris. But enough about me, Diana. I didn't mean to bore you with my family history. What about you? What is your story?"